this is Apostle Thompson. Peace and grace be upon your life today as we meditate the Word of God together. Father, help us to understand what you're saying to us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Now, one of the holding back factor in many lives is that it does not understand grace. Grace is actually unmerited, unearned, preferential treatment from God. It's not something you can do. It's something God has to do for you. And once we understand this grace, that it's a gift, then we can begin to function in this gift properly. You must be in a church that is teaching grace. This human effort and this our own abilities, our own prayer, our own scripture reading are all good in its place. But if there's not an understanding of government, gifts of grace, which is found in that same opening in Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Those are governmental gifts of grace that God has given to the body of Christ. And as we learn to yield to those gifts, revelation, knowledge, and manifestation would begin to take place in our lives. I want you to understand this morning, the reason why God's government, which is Ephesians 4:11, and gifts have not been functioning as they should in the church is by not understanding grace and not appreciative to the grace of God. So what happened then? So what we have is arrogant, pride, self-sufficient, what's developing people lie because they think it is something they can do to cause God to move on their behalf. Now, I understand you have prayer. I understand you have scriptures. I understand you meditate, but you got to take God's whole plan of grace. And you see, without grace, but such things as meekness, kindness, thanksgiving, and praise all come to full fruition when a person understands grace. What that mean? Without understanding grace, you're not going to be meek. You're not going to be humble. You're not going to have the kindness you need. Because if you think you can do it yourself, that's the problem. The kingdom of God is a grace-based operation. So I need you to get in the scriptures and study all you can about the grace of God. And I promise you that your life will be released in another dimension. We've studied faith. We've studied faith hard many times. But when grace is not abounding, the kingdom, the government of the kingdom cannot function properly. Now listen, I'll close. When there's an atmosphere of grace, there's a lot of thanksgiving, a lot of meekness and humbleness. There's an awesome dependency on the spirit of grace, of God's goodness, where one knows they cannot do it themselves. But again, on the other hand, if a man believes that he can earn it, he deserves it, or entitlement, those pushing are hard to deal with and hard to get a revelation over them. But as we come to the understanding of grace, humbling ourselves, and we know we can't earn it, and we don't deserve it, but it's a gift from God, your faith, your walk with God, going to begin to work so vividly that you'll have to praise him every day of your life. I speak blessing on you today. In my feeble way, I'm trying to show you the walk through God, how to experience and how to have these encounters with God that you cannot explain. God bless you. Talk with you tomorrow.